Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Let go and let God time on the
That's
Good Day
what I'm doing, Dougie.
Program. Let it go. Let it all hang out, Jen. Jennifer Wong, Molly Page, in and around the Good Day Program studios. Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us in a few minutes with an update on important medical news. Dr. Joy Brown with an attitude of gratitude. How do you propel yourself to the next level? How do you deal with yourself? If you don't think you're doing your best, how do you get yourself to doing your best? How many people start the day every day thinking that I'm going to be at my best today? Whatever it is that you do or whatever you're pursuing, do you start the day by thinking I'm going to do my best today? And if you don't, maybe we'll help you start the day. Gratitude is important to express at the beginning of the day. Understanding that you want to give thanks for your health. If you have enough money to pay your bills and to live well, give thanks for that. If you're in love or you have a great romance or a great relationship, give thanks for that. Or a cat, whatever. Be happy that you're not a couple of former police officers in Chicago where there's a photograph of the two white officers standing over a black man wearing deer antlers has caused an uproar. Here's the latest from Molly Page, the news sage.
Well, Chicago Police Department trying to distance themselves
of course
from
they
this
are.
Photo.
You think?
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Understatement of the day.
Right. Yeah, they're not going, hey, look at this. This is us.
Look at how funny we are.
The photo was taken, they say, not they.
The Sorry. FBI says that.
That's right. That's between 1999 and 2003 at the Chicago Police
So Richie
station.
Wants to know, why now are we paying attention to this?
Yeah,
which is a good question.
If it's 10 years later or 13 years later,
because
why is it now?
The Chicago Sun-Times published it. So now we are finally seeing this.
Really?
Yeah. And a judge, Cook County judge, declined to keep the photo secret. So these two officers, one has done prison time now. The other one was just fired. He wants his job back.
Good for him.
This was a suspected drug dealer that they had.
Now.
And he was black, and they kind of pinned him down, put antlers on him. They have both their shotguns, and pretending as if he is a deer that they had shot. Took this picture.
That is so classy.
Hey, man.
You know, I'm looking at the picture. They're not dressed in uniform. They're just if nobody told me what this picture is, I would think it's three friends being goofy.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It's
really
weird. It's
why
really
would
weird.
I don't want to have friends like that. Thanks.
Yeah.
No.
I can do without
just,
friends
but
like
they're
that.
Pretending they're hunters, so they're not pretending they're cops. Hunting for a black man.
Mm. All right.
But he even looks relaxed. It's weird.
It is weird. The homepage of DougStephan.com today has a very important video from YouTuber Brian Rumbaugh. Amazing footage of the flooding in Houston taken from this fellow's drone. He does a lot of this, Kenny, right? Is he a Houston person or he just went to Houston to do the flyover?
I think he's a Houston person.
Yeah.
But he has a couple of videos that he's done with the drone, and it's a long video. It's 7 or 8 minutes long, but the footage is just amazing.
Yeah.
And no matter what you've seen on the news, it's just incredible.
Yeah. Well, it's worth your attention, as hopefully all of the things are that we have at DougStephan.com. Another example of that, at the website from today's show, the behind-the-scenes story of the FCC, Federal Communication Commission, targeting robocallers. How many people get ticked off?
Oh, yeah.
Now, they're not only calling, but they're sending text messages
as
well.
I'm starting to get some on my cell phone.
Yep.
Right. So the FCC has announced a new proposal to stop the robocalls and the text messages that are as I said, unsolicited. You don't want them. Who wants them? Who? I don't understand people who advertise this way. There has to be, it got to work with some people, otherwise they wouldn't do it. But most everybody I know, when they get these, they hit delete, or they get annoyed, you pick
or
up
you
the
yell.
Phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are these stupid people?
It's the same people that put flyers on your car. Like, really?
But it must work, though, Jennifer. Otherwise, why would they do it?
No.
Yes?
Maybe it just raises in your brain, it raises awareness of whatever they're doing. Maybe you're like, oh, yeah, I've heard of that. But otherwise, I mean, you're right. It's all negative. I mean, I would associate, I mean, I don't even look at the flyers. I just get annoyed that there's extra paper on my car, you know?
Yeah, right. The new rules apparently would allow for notification calls and texts from companies in certain situations, like notifying consumers about fraud or reminding them to refill their prescription. But if you're marketing, if you're a debt collector, no, can't do it. So these are rules that will supposedly go into effect after they discuss them at their meeting on June 18th.
You know, there's so many ways to reach a consumer now with targeted marketing through the web. I find it hard to believe that these guys still need to resort to
in-your-face
kind of marketing like they do.
Uh-huh. All right, some good news.
Yeah.
High school seniors graduating class of Profile Junior Senior High School in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, made a decision to give the money raised for their senior class trip to the school's principal, who has cancer.
No.
The principal, Courtney Vashaw, said that they work hard to teach the students about caring for others, being compassionate, but in her wildest dreams, she didn't think that lesson would come back to her. But apparently she's very popular, and so the senior class said, okay, all the money we have is going to go to help pay this woman's medical bills. So my question would be, what kind of a school system is it doesn't have health insurance and is good enough to pay for this kind of a serious treatment? That's the way I think. The side deal here is all these public employees have great benefits usually, and health care is one of them. But in this case, that's apparently not the case. So the students are going to give their money. They were going to have some kind of a trip. A story at DougStefan.com. Dr. Ken Kronaus is 2 minutes away here on Good Day.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session.
Huh?
Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
All right, time now for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronaus here on the Doug Stefan Good Day program, one of our experts, the traditional side of medicine, as reported in lots of the journals that Ken keeps his eye on every week. Here's a story about teenagers who are obese and the risks they have for bowel cancer, Ken. I guess we're talking about men.
all teenagers. Doug, this is out of the medical journal Gut this week. Obesity and adolescence.
A medical journal called Gut.
Would I kid you about such things? Obesity and adolescence, it doubles the chance of developing colorectal cancer later in life as a result of a higher body mass index, the BMI. When you were in my office, I told you about how we're using this BMI.
Yeah.
It's a combination of height and weight. It's for men and women. And this study suggests that bowel cancer risk might be affected by our lifestyle habits throughout the life course. So get your BMI under 25.
So have we talked enough about my visit to you last week to give people an idea of what they can learn from what you learned having looked at my body? I never mind you using me as a guinea pig.
So we're allowed to talk about you? I won't get in trouble?
Yeah, no.
Well, we took a trip throughout the circulation of your body from head to toe, and it looks pretty good. And I was very happy. We looked at your coronaries. They're looking okay. Your carotids just have some mild blockage. I think they've gone down a little bit just by you living a healthy lifestyle. And the rest of your body looked pretty good. I liked it pretty.
Like my body?
I liked what I saw.
I like my body. Huh.
That's a professional opinion.
Are there any things, though, that we can learn, like the stress thing you said is affecting the wall of my heart?
I talked about lifestyle, diet, exercise, stress, getting enough sleep, and limiting the alcohol. And the only one in your menu that we need to work on is getting the mental stress down.
Yep. All right. So you guys cut it out. Whatever it is you're doing, stop it. Get down my stress.
Because it is affecting the thickness of your heart, and it's affecting some plaque, and I think we're going to get it down. But everything else, we're getting under.
Does it recover if you eliminate that stress? Does your heart not thicken anymore?
Absolutely. You keep your blood pressure down, the thickness will go down.
All right. Speaking of fat, heavy, obese, could a noisy neighborhood where you live contribute to what you weigh? Yes, go ahead, Ken.
This is out of the journal Occupational Environmental Medicine this week. Exposure to noise from traffic, trains, and planes, it may be linked to an increasing waist size. Long-term exposure to traffic noise may affect our metabolism and lead to abdominal obesity. Earlier research had shown associations between traffic noise and high blood pressure and heart attacks.
Wow. Do people transmit happiness by smell?
I love this story. The answer is yes. This is out of Psychological Science recently. Besides smiles, laughter, and hugs, Doug, there may be less obvious ways to pick up another person's positive vibes. That's smell. Happiness may be generated by chemicals that get secreted in sweat, and that sweat signals get sniffed by those around us. But the good news is we not only breathe in the upbeat emotions of others, but by doing so, we actually become happier ourselves. So stay around with happy people who are sweating.
One of the ways you can stay happy and keep your blood pressure down, that's what Superbeats does. Ken's examined Superbeats. What do you think?
Doug, great. In 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and is a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and, yes, sexual performance. As a cardiologist, Doug, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body healthy to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, even erectile dysfunction, and yes, also Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm very excited because I have finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in your body. Many foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. Superbeats, it's a scientifically proven, it's safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy. Superbeats, it's also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
All right, here's how you get it. Call 800-655-4183 for Superbeats. Take Dr. Ken's advice, 800-655-4183. 4183, you will not be disappointed. You'll be better off. Use Superbeats every day. 800-655-4183.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Martina McBride. Who's she married to, Jennifer?
Just her husband, actually. Nobody of note.
Nobody. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I was thinking she was married to another famous country act.
Nope.
Martina McBride is in the news today because she's upset, in fact. Well, under the circumstances, when somebody says something that supposedly is an expert in a field, people pay attention. So there's this radio consultant named Keith Hill. He works on country music stations around the country, and you wouldn't know him. He's one of those faceless, nameless people, but he does influence what you hear
right
on the radio.
What you're going to listen to.
So he said in an interview with a country magazine called Country Air Check, which is about country music stations, that if you want to have good ratings, his quote actually is, the answer in the interviewer said, how do you get better ratings on country music stations? He said, the answer to how to get more listeners, if you want to make ratings in country radio, take females out. Don't.
Ooh. Where are you going to take us out to? Are we going to go to a bar?
Do not play Martina McBride.
So. Miranda Lambert, all of your favorites. He said that the males in country radio are like the lettuce in the salad, and the females in country music are just the tomatoes on top.
With a grain of salt.
And, you know, this has actually been a thing. People have talked about this in country music. It didn't always, this is a new trend over the last few years. They're calling it like bro country.
Yeah.
And it's because you've got the Luke Bryans, the Jason Aldeans, the Blake Sheltons, the Brad Paisleys, who are all very popular, and there has been not that many new country music singers that are female coming out on the scene, with the exception of Miranda Lambert. They're just not breaking through.
Really?
And so
the way they're thinking, why would a woman even want to get into this if this is the train of thought?
Because just love the music, and this is what you want to see.
Well, the other side of it is that
it's the only music genre that is growing. That is, it's huge.
Yeah, but Jennifer likes to listen to country music because she fantasizes about being with some of the country, the male country stars.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I will tell you what, that Miranda Lambert song with that little red outfit thing, Jennifer.
A little red wagon.
A little red wagon. Goodness. That, I'm sure, gets a lot of male attention when that video comes on or when that song comes on. She's so cute, and very likable.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot of good female country singers. They just don't get the attention that the boys do. As of late, again, it's a new trend, and I'm sure it's going to, it'll switch around. But there was even these two girls, you may have heard of them, became famous on YouTube in country music because they wrote a song called Girl in the Country Song, and basically they're like, where did we become this, girl in short, sitting next to the guy driving his pickup truck, like, where are we? And they came up with this great song that made them very famous because there's so much truth to it.
Right.
Well, I think that this is just one of the many examples of how silly, some consultants are. It isn't just consultants. When somebody says something,
being taken seriously?
Everybody says, wow, look at this guy. Why would you take him any more seriously today than yesterday?
Listen to country radio just for a few minutes. You're going to hear 5 male songs. You're going to hear 1 Miranda Lambert song.
I like old country, the classic country, which is basically how I started doing radio. I was the host of a country radio, song fest in Ohio when I started when I was 18 years old. And it still has a place in my heart and my mind and my ear. But I think this is nonsense. But I'm not a country music expert, nor am I a fan of the new country. So is that pop? That means I should opt out of this conversation, Jim.
It's
going to
shift. I think it'll shift again.
28 after on Good Day.
This is a Medical Minute with Dr. Chambers on call. Keeping healthy without that dreaded copay. Your body at 40 isn't what it was at 20. At 50, you're not 30. Not exactly news, is it? Someone convinces guys, however, that low T syndrome is the problem. In other words, your testosterone levels are low, abnormally low, pathologically low. Fix them with supplements and 40 magically becomes 20, 50 turns into 30. Ah, if only it were that simple. Your testosterone level does go lower as you age, but that's different than having a medical problem. If these supplements were a fountain of youth, I'd be all over them for you and for myself, but sadly they're not. And we've already seen an increase in heart attack and strokes among men using these products. My advice? Stay away from testosterone supplements. They won't do you any favors. This is a Medical Minute with Dr. Chambers on call. You can catch my latest videos, podcasts, and articles on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and unless number 30.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Monkeys and chimpanzees and orangutans and, you know, those species that have their hands close to the ground.
They walk upright.
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboy fans.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Our people that work on the radio.
Fred.
All right. So we have on the Good Day program a focus for Molly. I think, actually, this is something that everybody will be interested in. But Molly, because Molly Page is the news sage, has the story of these two chimpanzees who were in court yesterday. There's a legal team from an organization known as the Non-Human Rights Project. I never knew.
The Non-Human Rights Project.
They're animal rights people, Rich.
Right. Non-Human Rights Project, invoking habeas corpus to call for the release of Hercules and Leo from Long Island Stony Brook University. They've been kept there for research. What are they researching, Molly? What's the story here?
Well, you know, they do research on chimps all the
time. They have a place down about a mile down the street from me that Harvard University runs that is a medical center, but they do research on chimpanzees and monkeys and stuff. That's what they do down there. And protest all the time down there. They drill holes in their head. They rip their arms off. They do all kinds of things. Yeah, great.
All right, turning your arms off. Where are you getting that from?
That's an official Harvard document.
Okay.
Anyway,
Okay, so Mr. Wise is the attorney.
Stephen Wise, yes.
non-human rights project, yeah. And citing affidavits from nine experts on
chimpanzees.
Even animal
lawyers like the menorahs, I'm just saying.
Oh, we need to stop. Keep going, Mark.
I'm not sure what that meant. What does that mean?
Okay, keep going.
Okay.
Nothing to see here. Move along.
They said science has shown that chimpanzees and other great apes are not governed solely by instinct, but can make plans, take action to shape their future, which is better than most of us. Mm. They are self-aware. He argued, possessing not only an understanding of the passage of time, but also language and mathematical skills. Therefore, these animals are not governed by other laws that would govern animals, and they should be considered people in some ways, and therefore habeas corpus, as you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Habeas corpus, meaning
that
you
too.
Shall have the body.
Right.
And detainees can seek relief from unlawful imprisonment. So that's what they're going for, that this is unlawful imprisonment. These animals are more like people than other animals, as close to humans as you can possibly get, given their DNA makeup. And he wants them to be able to have control over their own bodies and not be tested.
A Supreme Court judge last month granted the hearing in order to show cause as to why this thing doesn't have merit, in essence. So it'd be interesting to see what the ruling. I don't think there was a ruling yesterday, was there? Does the trial of the hearing continue today?
I did not see that there was a ruling from yesterday's court appearances. So, you know, I think this is a really interesting case because, frankly, what you said earlier this morning is that so many things come down to money.
Yeah.
And in my reading about all of this, it really does come down to money. They really haven't made any advancements in science by testing on animals in a very, very long time.
Mm.
And many seem to think that it is such an outdated practice and absolute torture to these animals. There are other ways to test. But the facilities that do this keep getting money to do it.
I don't see really advancements from monkey and dog testing, but mice and rats, we seem to be able to get a lot from mice. So I would say, and I don't care about mice, whatever, test on all you want. But we have this attachment to monkeys and dogs that makes us feel for them. And so there's more of an, I mean, you ask 10 out of 10 people, oh, the poor monkey, you know,
yeah.
Or 8 out of 10.
You burn my dog and I'll shoot you.
Or the poor dog, right.
Yeah.
But you see a rat being tested, you're like, who cares?
Right.
But don't you think it might be a dangerous first step to start humanizing animals in court? Because then it sets a precedent. And where does that lead?
I mean, why is that dangerous? Why wouldn't you want to protect animals?
I mean, because we're already...
themselves.
Well, we're already filled with so many lawsuits. If they start, let's say, you know, this one goes through, and okay, I love monkeys. I think they're adorable. I hope these monkeys are happy, safe, and healthy, and whatever.
Why do you have,
like Rich said, all of it, you know, well, what if they start, you know, well, this
one
passes.
Why do you have
passes.
That leash around your dog's neck? That's cruel.
Right, take the leash off the dog. Take that rabbit out of its cage,
Hatch.
You know.
Right.
It's like,
who says you're allowed to keep your dog
Hi,
in your
speaking
house?
Of rabbits and rats and stuff, Governor Christie says that Rand Paul supports Edward Snowden. This is a good way to wipe out the support. This is how Christie wants to get himself positioned better than Rand Paul for the nomination for president. He says Rand Paul is a he's living under the protective umbrella. Mr. Snowden is of Vladimir Putin, and Rand Paul sides with that. Oh, that's terrible. And meanwhile, Rand Paul has something. As soon as Kenny's got this, that I think is pretty cool. Would you explain, s'il vous plaît?
Yeah, Rand Paul says that, let's see if I can find the quote here. He says, ISIS exists because of GOP hawks.
Mm-hmm. That's 100% correct. Anybody want to disagree? Help yourself. 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day. The reason the Iraq War is now one of the most unpopular incursions we ever got ourselves into is because of what we've created now, to think about it, in ISIS. And never mind the trillions of dollars that we've spent there and the thousands of lives that were lost, but in general, or if you want to look at it specifically, the vacuum created by the death of Saddam, and even though he was a cur, but the
ISIS
vacuum created has caused ISIS to emerge.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree that in part ISIS probably grew faster because of that. But I would say that, I mean, you've got to also give credit to the fact that ISIS was really born at the problems in Syria as well, because they're doing a civil war. And then probably the biggest for me is that once we go into a place, when we commit to a war and then we pull ourselves out and we don't stay, that's when the area is not stable.
So why did we commit ourselves to a war there in the first place?
And that's what I'm saying. There is a piece of blame to go around. But once you do commit to a war, you've got to stay there. I mean, we're still in Germany. We're still in Korea. We're still all over. And there's a reason for that. Because when America stays, unfortunately, that's the sad reality, is then the region stays stable. The fact that, I mean, I'm not saying that the war should have happened, but since it did, the fact that we pulled out really helped give them room to create these groups there in Iraq.
But there are so many that then say America is occupying foreign lands and places they don't want us, which is an issue of contention
as
well.
They think they don't want us there, but they do. I mean, you ask the people in Germany and South Korea, they're probably pretty happy to still have the Americans there.
There's a report that came out from the Defense Intelligence Agency that talked about how they knew that supporting the moderates in Syria and giving them all of the weapons could lead to those weapons getting in the wrong hands or those groups radicalizing and becoming part of something else. And that's what brought all this conversation on this week.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a lot to be said for us minding our own P's and Q's.
Judicial Watch just sued the Defense Intelligence Agency, and that's why the reports become public, and that's why all the conversation this week.
Uh-huh. Well, but the other side of it is that the practical side, it seems to me, is that there is a reason to be able to, I mean, look at the situation that what we've created, and we did create it, bumping off Saddam Hussein. No, well, in Syria, you've got a situation with a guy we were trying to get rid of, and now he's our pal. I mean, it just shows you the lunacy of all of the policies that we create. And for what reason? Why do we want to get rid of? Why is it our business, even though it's horrible, that the guy who runs Syria kills as many of his own people? Why isn't that something internally that they should, the people who live in that country, take care of?
Because they don't
rise up.
Well, they don't.
Why is,
I mean,
it our
Assad,
business?
Assad actually thrives under civil war conditions for whatever reason. He's okay. You know, he's using chlorine against his own people. But now you've got such the way the borders are disappearing in the Middle East, and the fact that we aren't worried about this in some way. I mean, you've got Iran that's going to eventually, with all of this infighting. I mean, forget ISIS. ISIS is a big problem to Christianity and to Western, you know, to Christians and to Western civilization. But if you want to talk about geography, I mean, the real problem is going to be when Iran takes over Iraq and Syria and has this big chunk of property in the Middle East. I mean, that's where you have to have a candidate who, and this is not Rand Paul, that's where you have to have a candidate that pays attention to that kind of stuff.
And who would that be?
I don't know. I don't know who that is. I just know that by focusing so intensely on our domestic stuff, you lose sight of how the world changes around you. And the world is so small now because of computers and technology. I mean, you just have to keep your eyes open to it.
All right. How to reignite a relationship. If you have a stall in your relationship, Dr. Joy Brown is going to help you kick start it, in a manner of speaking, in a few moments. It's 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Tonight on NBC, David Duchovny stars in the premiere of Aquarius. A 60s cop faces a new generation of crime.
You gotta read his rights.
You, dirtbag, have the right to rights you don't deserve, or I'll kick your teeth in.
And the small-time criminal will become a legend.
Charlie Manson. One day, the world will know our name.
David Duchovny returns to network television in the two-hour premiere of Aquarius. Tonight on NBC.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and today we're going to be talking about jump rope. Now, what I'd like you to do, please, I want you to visualize a jump rope. Now, here we go. Where is that jump rope? Number one, is it on the floor? Is it on a package? Are two people holding it? Are you the one jumping rope? Now, is it possible that there are two ropes that you're jumping through? And as you're jumping through it, how high are you going? How much of a challenge are you putting behind it? You see, here I go again, taking just a simple object and expanding it. And there's nothing wrong with that. Why? Because I keep on jumping from one thought to the other. When you think of a jump rope just sitting in a package or on the floor, all right, you're stagnant. That's passive. I want you to be active. As a matter of fact, I want you to be active with anything that you see, with anything that you visualize. And remember, people will help you just like they do when you're jumping rope. So get out there. Have fun. Jump. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
14 before the hour. Doug Steffen and the Good Day Gang, Jennifer and Molly, Richie and Kenny, and Dr. Joy Brown, who's got an excellent website, drjoy.com. Excellent radio program. She's been on the air almost as long as I have been. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but we are calling.
She started when she was four, Doug.
And I know she did. She's terrific as an advice giver. You can call 855-99-DR-JOY anytime. Leave her a question, which she will answer when she does her program live from noon to three every day. You can find out where that is and listen to it at drjoy.com. So I am curious, and a lot of other people are, in terms of relationships. When a relationship goes sour and you sort of, okay, we're done, finish, and move on, or think you're moving on to something else, but you don't, and you come back around to realizing that you really had something that was special, and so you're trying to figure out how to reignite the flames. I think about oxygen when I think about reigniting the flames of a fire. What do you do to have the relationship, when it comes back, burn strong and true, and at this particular time, keep it from burning out like it may have before?
Okay, are we certain that there is actually something there? Because there is a phenomenon, there's a great Greek word called cathexis, which is how we connect to people. And so when we smile at somebody, there are little tendrils that go out, and when we touch somebody, more tendrils, and when we're in a relationship, we're pretty entwined. So when a relationship breaks up, we feel bereft. We feel literally that there are holes in us, that there are pieces of us that are not connected,
right,
which is pretty accurate. So sometimes we can mislead ourselves into thinking, well, this is the only person I should ever be happy with. So the first thing to do before we try and reignite anything is make sure that there's something there to reignite.
All right, let's say there is. Let's take that as an assumed or a premise. Yeah.
Well, but you hear I want people to look through it.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, that's good. That's a good point.
So the place to start is where it went wrong. And rather than looking at where she did something wrong, figure out if you had to do all over again, which in theory you do, what would you do differently? And that's the basis to at least approach the person. Because if a relationship goes sour for one person, it usually goes sour for the other. So going to say, look, if only you'd, it's not a good way to reignite anything. It's a good way to smother it.
Right.
But if you can say, I need to spend more time with you. I need to talk more about my feelings. I need to not be flirtatious in public. Whatever. If you can look at your own behavior as objectively as possible, which is not an easy task, and say, here's something I can do differently. I'm offering this to you. Because the only way to reignite a relationship is if the other person is equally interested. And even if they seem to be interested, if there's a trust issue, if you're the one who left because you were unhappy about something, that person with whom you're trying to reignite needs to be able to trust you, which means they need to feel that something has changed.
Mm-hmm.
For things to work out differently a second time, something has to change. Because if nothing changes, nothing changes. And
right.
You're going to be right back in the same
suit. Exactly. If you go back, what's the old definition of insanity? You keep repeating something expecting different results.
Yeah.
But in this case, if parties are working on themselves and realize that maybe there was something here that wasn't quite as it seemed to be, and you have a basic root connection anyway, so that's what. Don't do the same thing.
You have to be very specific about what needs to be changed. And it doesn't have to be unilateral, although the approach is usually unilateral, of saying, I want to do something differently. But
And sometimes the other person will volunteer, well, okay, I'll do this differently as well. But sometimes it can be an if-then. If I do this differently, then can you do this differently? But it really needs to be a negotiation, and it needs to be balanced, because otherwise you've got trust issues going on.
Right. And that seems to be the number one thing. Trust, communication, respect.
Affection,
right, that kind of stuff. Okay, that sounds like some pretty good advice. Check it out. More good advice every day. Dr. Joy, drjoy.com. Her number to ask a question anytime, 24/7, is 855-99 Dr. Joy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
ZZ Top from the movie Back to the Future Part 3, which was number one at the box office this week, believe it or not, 25 years ago.
My son and I were just watching it on cable the other day.
1990. Woo-pee. Okay, so that brings us around to our contest to qualify you for our drawing. The first week of July, we're going to give away a trip to the Sundara Spa, which is outside of Madison, Wisconsin, known nationally, internationally. Plush conditions, VIP treatment, complimentary food, service like you wouldn't believe, spa things. You'll get all kinds of gifts and private car service back and forth from the airport, yada, yada. So if you'd like to qualify for our drawing, you'll listen carefully to the three clips from this movie, which was number one during this week in 1977, having a hard time believing that it's that old as well, and calling us at 888-302-3684 to tell us what the name of the movie is to qualify for the drawing. Here's the first clue.
Very funny, very funny.
I thought it was funny.
I don't think you'll get it from that.
No.
All right, next clue.
Got it.
888-302-3684. Last clue, Richie.
You know who you're talking to. I happen to be Buford T. Justice, a distinguished officer of over 30 years seniority, one of the most highly respected law enforcement agents in the United States of America.
He's so beautiful in this movie.
All right, you got it? 888-302-3684. We'll identify the movie, and Chuck will have movie news for us next year on Good Day.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save, with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
You'll get more floor for less money at Lumber Liquidators with incredible deals and over 400 beautiful full warranty floors from just 49 cents this week at 5-inch wide pre-finished oak hardwood for under a buck. Or exotic and gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished acacia. It's hard to find at other stores, but we've got it for $2.99. Plus, save as much as 45% on high-quality laminate and vinyl wood plank. And get 12-month special financing. Get more floor for less money with unbelievable deals on top-quality hardwood. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store near you.
Don't let an overheating car turn your summer road trip with the guys into four dudes in a sauna. Grab some Napa Extended Life 50-50 antifreeze and coolant for only $5.99 a gallon. For just $5.99, you can keep your engine temp where it should be. Because it's a road trip, not a side of the road trip. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/15.
All right, let's see if we get our answer here. I don't know if there's a lot of heavy lifting involved. Let's travel to Britt, Minnesota. Let's see here. How about we try Fred? Hi, Fred. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. What movie are we managing to focus on here?
I'm hoping it's Smokey and the Bandit.
It is the first one, Smokey and the Bandit, which was number one during spring 1977. What can you say about that movie?
Well,
you laugh about it, right? No, but you laugh about it.
It was a fun movie to watch.
Yeah, it was. All right. So you're qualified for our drawing for that spot trip during the week of July 4th. Hold on just a second. Kara, get some info. Chucker, what's in the movie news bag today?
Doug, 20th Century Fox planning a reboot of the movie The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, which is based on a novel by Alan Moore, who also did the Watchmen series. That actually, Doug, was the last live-action film in the career of actor Sean Connery. Yeah. I wanted to like that movie when it came out about 15 years ago a lot, but really it's just mediocre. And Vincent D'Onofrio, who's best known in the last 10 years for Law and Order, Criminal Intent, signing on to play the villain in the big screen version of the movie Chips. He's also a villain in Jurassic World. He'll be a villain in the Magnificent Seven remake, and he plays a villain in Netflix Daredevil series. So his career has been reinvigorated.
Right, it has.
The bad guy.
Bad guy, yeah, exactly.
And
go ahead.
And Chris Pine, who plays Captain Kirk, reportedly in talks to play the love interest to Wonder Woman in the big screen version of Wonder Woman. I'm sort of surprised he would take that role, but
watch those golden bracelets.
What is he playing? A character that's unnamed.
His name is Steve.
All right, but it's not important.
Yeah, no, I remember it from the Wonder Woman TV show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that guy. Okay, got it. All right, thank you, Chuck Curry, who's our movie man here on the Good Day program. 59 past the hour.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.